Stephen was a really distinctive character. I remember him well, but the details are all muddled now. He had dark brown hair, a moustache, no, a beard and straight hair. Always smartly dressed in a suit. Or was it just a shirt and tie? He's the kind of person who becomes more intriguing the more you think about him. There was something really distinctive about Stephen. He lived at my grandma's house, a small place that was always crammed full of stuff. Stephen had this huge record collection, but he didn't play them. He spent all of his time writing letters. If he made a mistake, he'd just start again. My Uncle Stephen used to live at his mum's, my grandma's house. They both spent all their time in the kitchen. In fact, the only place I can picture Stephen is sitting at the table. Always in the same place. He'd write letters with an old-fashioned dip pen. No, it must have been a fountain pen. Uncle Stephen is one of the most memorable characters of my childhood. He lived at home with my grandma. He'd come to England after the war. She was a typical Ukrainian granny. If you went to visit her, you had to eat. She'd never spoken about her past, but at some point it just kind of emerged that she had a twin sister back in Ukraine. She never saw her again. It seems strange that there was this whole other side of a family before her sons were born and the life that we all knew. Uncle Stephen was in a car accident when he was young. His walk, the way he spoke and the letters he used to write. It's only looking back now that I understand what the accident meant, really. The letters were actually just one letter, a job application that was endlessly rewritten. This process lasted for years. Stephen applying for a job that he would never get. I suppose he wanted it to be perfect.